Ethan, here we are, training camp. How does it feel having gone through, almost a week now worth of training camp sort of a thing?
Yeah, it feels good. Learning all the new guys, the young guys, trying to get myself familiar with them as well. And also, just on the ice, feeling really good as well. And body's holding up so far, so that's good.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to mind the work. It's going to be a bigger workload this season compared to last season. Obviously, things done in the off season to make sure you're ready for that.
Yeah, for sure. I know I've been training with Blaine here, White, and he's gotten me ready for this upcoming year. And my mindset this summer as well has been trying to get that next step and take that bigger workload as well, and obviously prepare myself for this year.
More mental than physical, or what would you say the preparation in the off season has been?
I really tried to get stronger this off season and faster as well. A lot of it was mental as well, just making sure I'm taking care of my body, and because you never want to get injured. So making sure I'm getting enough sleep as well, that's a big thing. And the mental part is just as big as the physical part for me this summer.
I see Nolan bopping about here. He's not going to be able to play, obviously. So what did you learn from him over the last year and a bit?
Oh, yeah, I could go on for hours about what I learned from him, but probably the biggest thing I learned is obviously to take care of your body as well. He's one of the best in the game, so, and you didn't see him getting injured last year, because he's one of the best at taking care of his body off the ice as well, and that's one of the biggest things I've learned as well. And on the ice, just keeping a clear mind as well. Don't let anything kind of rattle you, and just kind of play my game out there.
Ethan, a similar situation this training camp compared to last year, in that you and Austin are battling for a spot. This year, it's a battling to try and get more minutes in the Nets as a member of the Blades. How different is that, or is there a difference in your mind?
It's a little different. Obviously, we're really good friends as well, but we know kind of what we're dealing with coming in to this year. But at the end of the day, we're going to support each other no matter who's playing out there. Obviously, a little healthy competition is always good for us. The better he's playing, the better I want to play, and vice versa as well. So we're going to push each other, and yeah.
You know which game you're getting this weekend? Just know that you're getting one of them.
I just know right now that I'm getting one of them. Don't know for sure which one yet, so.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
There you go.
WHL is an interesting league where a player can only play until they're 20 years old, and, you know, goalie's a position where if you get a starting spot, you can hold on to it for quite a long time. Meyer is gone now, and now you have the opportunity to take, you know, the starting spot. Has that factored into the way you know, have come into camp this year?
Yeah, for sure. That really changed my mindset coming into camp this year. Just making sure I'm that much more ready to go, and obviously taking care of my body again.